Radhe Shyam, Sunday Satsang, July 19th, 2020. Can you say something about the three lines on the conch shell neck of Srimati Radharani? Oftentimes, the necks of a beautiful, handsome man or a beautiful, usually describing a woman, beautiful woman, described her neck as like a conch shell, because there'll be three lines on her neck. A conch shell, if you look at a conch shell, inside the opening of the conch shell, there are three lines or three ridges. And if you have a conch shell, what you think is a conch shell, and it doesn't have these three ridges, it's not a conch shell. So a woman is considered beautiful. If she doesn't have three lines on her neck, she's not so beautiful. The three lines, he's asked the question, can you say something about the three lines on Radharani's neck? These are described. Radharani, of course, is the self-perfect, automatically most beautiful, sweetest, charming, feminine personality in the whole universe and beyond all the universe. She's Lordi Shakti, Madan Ras, Mahabhav Surupini Radharani, Prem Lakshmi Radharani. But in Govinda Lila Mita, Krishna's Kaviraj describes how one day in a Nikunj in Radhakun, Radha's gopis started glorifying the incomparable divine beauty of Srimati Radharani. These shlokas describing Radharani are in Govinda Lilamrita Madhyan Lila description, chapter 12, verse 74 and 76. The gopis are glorifying the incomparable divine beauty of Srimati Radharani. Radha and Krishna reclining in a nikunj on a flower bed. Sakis are gathered around at their feet, sitting on the Brajaraj, admiring the beautiful sweet prema emanating from the divine forms of Radha and Krishna. And one of the gopis says, one of the gopis admiring Radharani's beautiful face and neck, she says, "Oh Radharani, Sandarya Lakshmi Iha Kavya Lakshmi, Sandarya Lakshmi Iha Kavya Lakshmi, Sangita Lakshmi Charer Mudesti, Purneti Datur Gananat, Gananat Tureka Chayena Kanta Kemubati Yamushya." The gopi says, "Oh Radharani, has the Creator blissfully carved three lines on Radhika's neck to represent the wealth of perfect beauty, the wealth of charming poetry, and the wealth of beautiful songs in order to completely satisfy Sri Hari's senses?" So Radharani is Sundarya Lakshmi. She's Sundarya. Sundari Radha. Sundar, Sham Sundar and Sundari Radha. She's Lakshmi. It means the wealth. She's a divine devata of unlimited, self-manifested beauty, incomparable beauty. Sundarya Lakshmi. So one line on Radharani's neck represents the wealth of Radharani's unlimited wealth of beauty by which she completely controls Krishna. Second line on Radharani's neck represents Kavya Lakshmi. Kavya means poetry. The wealth of charming poetry and speech. Radharani is her speech is like nectar, it's full of sweet poetic expressions and metaphors, and completely really captivates the ears of Krishna, especially in all of the Sakis Mandris. When you hear Radharani speaks about Krishna, or speaks to another gopi, or speaks to Mandris, it's such sweet sounds, such sweet poetry. So she's a Sundari Lakshmi and a Kavya Lakshmi, and she's a Sangeet Lakshmi. And then means the wealth of beautiful songs. Sangeet Visharad. She's an expert singer. And she teaches the gopis how to sing and how to recite poetry, how to write poetry, how to sing, how to play veena, and how to tell riddles. Raghunath Das Goswami tells that, when will I go to Sri Radharani and Srimati Radharani with Sangeet Lakshmi and Kavya Lakshmi? She will teach me how to sing, and she will teach me how to recite poetry and play the veena and tell Prahali. Prahali means riddles, how to solve riddles and speak riddles for the entertainment and pleasure of Radha and Krishna Yuga. So the Gopi says the Creator has made these Rekha Trayena Kanta, three lines on the Kanta on the neck of beloved Radharani. This has been done to completely satisfy and completely make Krishna happy. So Radharani, three lines on her neck represent the wealth of perfect beauty, Sundari Lakshmi, the wealth of charming poetry, Kavya Lakshmi, the wealth of beautiful songs, Sangeet Lakshmi. All these three lines in Radharani's neck itself, her beautiful conch shell shaped neck, completely satisfies, makes Hari Muda. Muda means makes Krishna happy. Verse 76 says, Garti Krita Swara Guner Gananham Pikali Beje Suda Chakatutam Jadatam Tata Shri Yasya Shri Adra Tatish Tasamudram Asya Keno Pamantu Kavyas Tamimam Sukantam. The cuckoo, with his sweet voice, has become useless by the quality of Radharani's superior, sweet, mellifluous voice. And consequently, the cuckoo was flown away and hidden in the forest. Nectar has become bitter, and stringed instruments have become silenced. And because of the beauty of Radharani's neck, conch shells have hidden deep within the ocean. So how can poets make comparison to Radharani's neck? Because sometimes they compare Radharani's neck to a conch shell, or they compare the voice to nectar, or singing to be more sweet than a cuckoo. And this gopi says, this is useless. There's no comparison. Radharani's incomparable. So we're meditating on Radharani's beautiful golden neck with these three beauty lines in it. Sometimes I've seen Indian ladies, beautiful Indian ladies, have these three lines on their neck naturally formed there. They're not wrinkles, don't misunderstand how wrinkles, just three lines on the side of their neck, below their ears, to their chin. And it's very beautiful. So we want to read a pastime about, we're seeing a Radharani's neck, so this is a necklace. A hara necklace pastime. last time about a necklace is from Rupa Goswami's Nectar Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Nectar Devotion is chapter 31, talking about varieties of ecstatic loving sentiments. Sometimes there were great utsavs or festivals in the house of King Nanda Maharaj, and all the inhabitants of Vrindavan would assemble for these festivals. During one such utsav or festival, Srimati Radharani was wearing a golden necklace. Radharani was wearing a golden necklace given to her by Krishna. This was immediately detected by Mother Yashoda, as well as by Radharani's mother, because the necklace was too long for Radharani's neck. At the same time, Radharani could see Krishna standing nearby, as well as her own husband, Abhimanyu. So all these things combined to make Radharani feel very much ashamed and bashful. And with her face shriveled, Radharani began to look very beautiful. In this instance, in this small little exchange, there was a combination of emotions displayed by Radharani of bashfulness, shyness, bashfulness, anger, jubilation, and lamentation. This is an example of an aggregate or a combination of symptoms of ecstatic love. So, Sundarya Lakshmi Kanta Radharani Ki Jai, Kavya Lakshmi Kanta Radharani Ki Jai, Sangi Lakshmi Kanta Radharani Ki Jai. So this is what we can say about the three beautiful lines on Radharani's neck. And if by chance anyone ever notices or sees a woman like that with three lines on her neck, it should be an udipan, should be a stimulant or reminder to remind that devotee of Radharani's transcendental divine love-filled form, Mahabhava Srupini, Maharani's beautiful conch shell shaped neck, the beautiful three lines on it. And a person should not admire that woman's beauty or get lost in Maya, but should see that beautiful neck of that, the three lines on the neck of some lady of this world. By chance you may see here and there, should remind one of Swamini Sri Radha, Radharani. And the three lines represent the incomparable beauty of Radharani's neck. One line represents Sundari Lakshmi. Radharani's the queen. She's a queen in the unlimited treasure house of unlimited beauty, transcendental beauty. And Kavya Lakshmi. One line represents Kavya Lakshmi. Kavya Lakshmi Rekha. One line represents Radharani's poetic ability to sing sweet poems and songs. And Sangi Lakshmi means her singing is, she has a wealth of variegated singing. She can sing all kinds of ragas and raganis and beautiful songs. Gandharvika Radharani Ki Jai. Radhe, 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 Radhe. Jai Shri Radhe. Sande Satsang Ki Jai Ho. And we should pray also that someday in our meditation we can see these three lines of Radharani's neck. Pray to Radharani to show her beautiful form and neck to us in some future auspicious day. Jai Shri Radha Shyam.